Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com. We'll get you there. An unmatched selection of tires is what they have. Fast free shipping, what they have. Free road hazard protection and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is fantastic and it's the way tire buying should be. Rob Parker, what's happening, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard, on this very special Trash Talking Tuesday?
Wowzy, wowzy, woo. Oh, very special. What's so special about it?
Nothing. Just felt like pumping it up a little bit. That's all.
No, okay.
I did trash Dave Roberts on Deadspin today.
Wow.
It was really for Chris the guarantee. You know, like I just – like you got the highest payroll in baseball. You got four league MVPs. You don't need to tell everybody guaranteed that you're going to win. I mean, it was expected, right? The Dodgers had the best roster. You don't have to say anything.
Right. Rob, and it's just not smart.
Right.
It's really, to be honest, in any sport, but especially baseball, where any
right,
old
because anything
thing
can happen. You
absolutely
already know it. And you know what? Joe Namath guaranteed, Chris, and for you younger people listening, you know, Joe Namath.
1969?
Right. He made the ultimate guarantee. And you got to remember, the AFL was like the little sister league, right? The NFL was the more established league.
It was like the USFL.
Exactly. Back then. And And the Baltimore Colts, Chris, was a legendary franchise. The Jets had, what, 16, I think, 16-point underdogs?
Yeah.
Like, that's how lopsided it was supposed to be. And what is he going to say? That nobody expected the Jets to win Super Bowl III, and Joe Namath and the Jets beat the Colts, and he guaranteed a win. That's all there is.
You know what the AFL used to do, too, Rob? They would get a lot of black players from, like, black colleges and stuff.
Right.
And that, you know, they being so good forced the NFL's hand to merge. But you're right, that guarantee, and you know, being in New York, all the writers, particularly the tabloids, were looking, always looking for a guarantee.
Right.
Not just back then, but on
through
today.
Because of it.
Always
right.
looking
oh,
for
yeah.
a guarantee because of that for the back page. And it got comical at times, Rob. When I covered the Knicks, and they would be in a playoff game. You could see the writers from the Post,
would say,
trying desperately,
Patrick,
to get a guarantee.
You guarantee they're going to win. You're going to win the series,
right? Now, and you might ask, somebody might have asked Latrell Sprewell, "Hey, do you think you guys are going to win?" Now, of course, he thinks they're going to win, and if he says, "Yeah, look, I think we're going to win this game," they would try to play that up as a guarantee.
Right.
What's he supposed to say? No, we don't have a chance.
We had one in Detroit. Rasheed Wallace had a guaranteed. That's what we called it. A guaranteed, Chris.
And was it a legitimate guarantee or was he kind of tricked into it?
It was after they lost game one to the Pacers. You remember that? And then the Reggie Miller block was the next
shot.
Game. Yep. That was right. And it was because after they lost game one, he guaranteed that they would beat the Pacers. Because, you know, if they lose game two, you're down to 2-0.
Right, right.
So that was it. We called it a guaranteed, and the Pistons won. And
it
went
came
to the championship.
Through. Look, it's great if it works. There's no doubt about it.
But it's overdone. It's over.
Right,
and that's all.
Right.
I was like, Dave Roberts, you don't need to do that. You got a great team on paper. You should have just let your team speak for itself.
You're right. You can't do it. It obviously backfired. All right, we got Ephraim Salon joining us at the bottom of the hour. That's always fun. Plus, Parker's NFL power rankings, and tonight, the start of the NBA season, two really good games. You got Philadelphia at Boston at 7:30 Eastern, so that's starting not too far from now. And then the Lakers at Golden State, and Rob and I will give our NBA picks, our conference champions, finals matchup, and finals pick, as well as our MVP. That'll be in the second hour of the show.
And if you're just getting in the car and maybe you haven't been able to watch or listen to the Game 5 Yankees against Cleveland in the Bronx, it is now, Chris, 5-1, bottom of the eighth inning. And Giancarlo Stanton and Judge, the big guys, hit home runs early. Stanton with a 3-run blast in the first, and Judge hit a solo home run. 5-1 Yankees. They will play in the ALCS if they hold on, Chris. The Houston Astros, and that'll be tomorrow. They'll fly to Houston.
Well,
and
look,
play
they'll
tomorrow.
Be at a disadvantage, obviously. But I thought they benefited from the
rain,
the delay, because their bullpen had been stretched, and it's not as deep as Cleveland's.
And they got
an
extra day.
You know, this gave them an extra day of rest. They switched their starters, so. This look, it wasn't any foul play. I mean, it's
no, just with weather.
The league or the Yankees did about it. But yeah, I thought it benefited them, and you know, so they'll be at a disadvantage tomorrow. But hey, like you said, baseball is played every day generally.
Yeah,
not let me travel give you, like that. But
let me give you one quick stat too. Giancarlo Stanton, Chris, with that home run in the first inning,
right?
77 postseason at bats. 11 postseason home runs. That's pretty
good.
In 77
crazy.
At-bats?
I think that would be – what was like Bonds' pace when he broke the record?
Yeah,
every
I need to
eight
check
at-bats
that out.
Or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, like eight.
It was,
seven
yeah,
or eight.
I mean,
yeah.
So that is an incredible pace. And to do that in the postseason is remarkable. So, right. Shout out to Giancarlo Stanton. All right, Rob, we got the Odd Couple crew, DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, we think. We're still pretty sure that he's on the ones and two. Super producer Rob G in the house. And on the update, our man Steve DeSager. Let's get to this. We got Robert Irsay. Right? We've talked ad nauseum about Daniel Snyder, the embattled owner of the Washington Commanders. And obviously for the past couple of years, He's been in the news. There was the investigation about the toxic culture and work environment in their facilities. And, you know, a lot of people have been calling for him to be removed. And you and I have, I've always wondered, like, how in the world does this guy survive? You know, because Rob, it's not just as if it's not, this not bad enough in itself, a toxic work environment. But in 2009, he settled a sexual assault allegation against him from a woman who, you know, said he groped her and you know, tried to get her to have sex with him and all that. And he paid her $1.6 million not to go public and not to sue. So that is something that's obviously very strong. And I've wondered, how's this guy survived all of this? And ESPN just came out with a report a few last week about the thinking, the notion, the belief among some people in the NFL that Snyder has been collecting damaging information on fellow owners so that if they ever did try to come after him, he would be able to, you know, blackmail him essentially. And Jim Irsay, the owner of the Indianapolis Colts, came out today, Rob, and shockingly is the first owner to come out and say he thinks that there would be merit in removing Daniel Snyder, at least looking into removing him as owner of the Commanders. Here he is.
You said that Dan Snyder should get removed. Should the Snyder family sell?
I said he should. There's consideration that he should be removed. You know, we have to complete the investigation. But to me, it's something that I think serious consideration has to be given to the removal. And we have complete authority to do that.
Of him or just the family, period?
I think in general of him being removed and selling the franchise.
Chris, you don't hear that very often. You don't hear owners turn on each other publicly. I mean, we could be remiss. Even during the Donald Sterling stuff, Chris, I don't remember owners going, get him out. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it happened fast, but I don't remember it, Rob. You're right.
I don't.
Maybe we missed, we forgot, but I don't remember it. You're right.
Right. And even with Sarver, Chris, with the Suns, it wasn't about owners. It was about advertisers and then the union and then LeBron.
And some players.
And some players. But I don't remember owners saying, oh, no, he's got to go. You know, like, let's get him out of the league and let's vote him out. So for an owner to come out and even publicly, Chris, say that there's merit, that tells me a lot. Because I don't think Robert Irsay would be going out and making those comments if he didn't feel confident that I wanted to say Dan Gilbert.
Daniel Snyder.
Daniel Snyder is on his way out. I got that feeling.
He made the comments at an NFL meeting where owners are present. Gavin.
Right. The owners meeting, right.
Yeah. In the lobby of the hotel where they met. And so, as to your point, I mean, obviously these are their fall meetings, and it was a topic of conversation. And so he has heard from, I'm sure he's been talking with other owners, Rob, at the meetings.
Sure.
And before the meetings, you know what I mean? During the meetings, but, you know, away from the actual meeting, you know what I'm saying? If they're having a meal or a drink together or whatever. I'm sure this is a topic of conversation, Rob. And I also think that, you know, we're going to find out. And you don't want this thing to get, I mean, obviously the NFL doesn't want this thing to get really ugly. But that report from ESPN about him supposedly having all of this damaging information, if this, you know, really becomes, they're trying to remove him, I guess we'll find out whether or not that's true. And here's the thing, Rob, and one thing that made me shocked about him being able to survive was, remember Jerry Richardson, owner of Carolina, who was removed for what appeared to be much less than Daniel Snyder.
And he was, Chris, you know, he's the first player to own an NFL team. Jerry Richardson played in the NFL.
Yep. So you know they didn't want to get rid of him.
Exactly. That was like a feather in their cap to have one of those guys raise up to that level to be able to own a team. You have to have a lot of money. Okay? A lot. And he was able to do that. But, yeah, I just don't see public comments made like this. This is a little surprising to me.
And the interesting thing is this, Rob. You know, I told you once, watching this show Billions, I think it was on Showtime, a popular series, and one of the main characters was trying to buy a football team. He was a billionaire. He was wealthy enough. And they rejected him. And one of the owners said, the way we knight people in this country is their ownership of, I don't know if he said an NFL franchise or, you know,
a sports,
it could be
franchise,
MLB or basketball. Yeah, that's how we knight people. You get to own a franchise. And they didn't think his character was worthy of that. And Rob, there are only a handful, relatively speaking, of owners in these sports. There's 32, you know, majority owners in the NFL, or maybe 31 if the Packers are owned, you know, publicly. And so it is a privilege. And don't feel sorry if this comes to pass. Don't feel sorry for Dan Snyder. Just like you shouldn't have felt sorry for Donald Sterling. Because Dan Snyder bought this team, what, around 99, Rob?
Something like that.
He's going to make a killing off
money,
of this.
Money won't be the issue.
Right. And so, it's not going to be too much of a punishment as far as I'm concerned. And so, it'll be embarrassing.
So do you think this is it for Snyder?
Here's what I'll say. I think they certainly have the goods, if you will, right? I think they got the goods, and we'll see if they go forth with it, but I would think they'd be able to do it if they pursue it. What do you think?
Yep, I think this is it. It's a wrap. If it was questionable, I don't think Irsay would be out there publicly talking to reporters. He could have easily said, there's an investigation going on, I can't comment. Chris, that's what
you
say.
And he would have been fully within his rights.
Fully within his rights, because they're investigating. He didn't say that. He said that there's merits for him to be removed. End of story to me.
All right. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. It's your turn to weigh in. Are you ready for Daniel Snyder to be removed as owner of the Washington Commanders? Is it the beginning of the end for him? 877-996-6369.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios, and we could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could go high and talk about how with Discover, it's easy to redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. And Rob, remember that Congress also... The Commanders were accused of stealing, withholding season ticket
money,
and stadium revenue back in April. So remember that as well. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your thoughts on Daniel Snyder? Should he be removed? And Jim Irsay comes out strong. What do you think about that?
All right, let's start out, Chris, with Chili Tim in Atlanta. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, and the Yankees did get it done. Steve DeSega will have all the details at the bottom of the hour. What's up, Tim?
Hey, what's up, guys? What's up, Nick?
Hey, Tim, how you doing, bro?
I'm doing good. You know, I had a thought one time. I went to an NFL game. I had a buddy that played in the NFL, and he got me a sideline pass one time. I won't call the owner's name, but he was on the sideline, like, hitting guys on the shoulder pads and button heads and things like that. And so I asked him, I was like, man, does that happen all the time? He's like, more than you know. And it's like these guys live vicariously through their teams. You know, like, maybe they may not have any athletic ability. So, like, owning these teams are, like, a big thing to them. You know, it's like... It's huge. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So I think him losing that team would really hurt Daniel Snyder, because I think he's one of those guys that, like, owning that team and being around those players and things like that, I think that would absolutely, like, just be more than money or embarrassment or anything else. I think just the loss of not being around those players.
I agree with that. Tim, these owners.
You remember how hell-bent he was that he wasn't going to change the name of the team. You remember, like
right.
That was like his thing, over my dead body, is what he said. I mean,
and Rob,
so he's right, Chris.
Yeah,
he's right.
I think he's, a lot of these owners, I mean, sure, it's great to be as wealthy as they are, But, Rob, they're wealthy in anonymity, a lot of them. But when you own a team, if you desire the spotlight, look at Jerry Jones. You think Jerry Jones would just be happy being wealthy? He wants the spotlight. He wants the attention, the excitement. He's not even happy, you know, being anonymous as the owner of the Cowboys. So I think Tim is absolutely right. I mean, it would hurt. It would certainly hurt him in terms of social capital, I guess.
Right. And also, too, the idea saying, that they took your team from you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's like a bad look for sure.
It's a bad look as well.
But and you then, still get, you know.
Oh, he'll be compensated. Right. Right, right. Andre in Massachusetts, you're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dre?
Yeah, what's going on? That was a solid point from Chili Tim from the ATL. You know, these guys, they need it. They have to have the limelight. But once again, yep. We learned from Omar, if you come at the king, you best not miss. And that's what Daniel Snyder did when he put this out, that he has dirt on the NFL, the commissioner, and then when he threw Jerry Jones' name in, those two together. You're talking about the commissioner of the NFL and the owner of the wealthiest team on the planet. I think that's when they had that meeting, that conference meeting in the back room. The boys got together and said, listen, what are we going to do? And I think you have a majority by your point, Rob, Jim Irsay coming out publicly. So Jim, so Daniel Snyder put those subliminals out talking about he wants the smoke. He's going to get the smoke. I think this is the beginning of the end for him. And the owners are united. Okay. And so he's got money, but they have, you know, he's up against all those other owners. They have more money and they're willing to do what it takes. So the writing's on the wall for you, Daniel Snyder. I think the NFL is going to be in a better place, frankly, without you. Thanks for taking the call.
And the Commanders, too. They've been
and that other thing you just said, Chris, that you mentioned, too. The Congress thing with messing with the money and not reporting it and holding on. You know, when people
How do you even survive that?
Yeah, when people pay money and there are no games or whatever, you got to return their money in a timely fashion. You just can't be like, oh, if you hold on to it, Chris, for a year, that's interest. You know what I mean? Right, like, you're making money off their money.
Absolutely.
So that's why you have to, you know, give it to them within a timely fashion. So
Right, Ephraim Salam's around the corner, but first.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. Thank you, Steve. We appreciate the update. It's The Odd Couple. Chris and Rob live from the TireRack.com studios. And we could sit here and talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards. Or we could just talk about how with Discover, you can redeem those rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Speaking of amazing, we got our man, former NFL offensive lineman, now Fox Sports Radio Weekend superstar Ephraim Salam. What's up, bro?
What's happening, man?
We are good, man. Good to have you on. Let's start with this news about Daniel Snyder. And Jim Irsay comes out today after some of the owners' fall meetings and says that there's merit in looking into the removal of Daniel Snyder as an owner. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think the NFL has been priding itself on protecting the shield, and you know, anything you do that can weigh disparagingly on the NFL and its brand, they address it, especially with players. So I think it's only right that they do with owners. That's the reason the Carolina Panthers were sold. And I think any owner who crosses that line in a way that Daniel Snyder has repeatedly, I think he should have to give up his franchise.
Let's also go to the Tom Brady scenario and what's going on this season. How surprised were you that he, you know, didn't fly with his team? He went to a wedding in New York and, you know, just the 11-day hiatus during training camp. Does he sound like a guy who still wants to play, or is he ready to retire?
See, and this is the problem I'm having. You'll have two, and you'll listen to guys who play, and you'll have two trains of thought. One is Tom Brady. You know, he's done enough. He's earned the right to do all of these things, right? He's got seven Super Bowls, more than any other franchise, any other player. He's this, he's that, he's the GOAT. But then the bottom line is, this is your job, man. Right? Don't cheat the game. That's the problem I'm having. At what point do you get to leave training camp to go be with your family on a vacation or whatever? None of that has ever – like, what are we doing?
Right.
Like, no, I don't think any player is bigger than the league. I'm telling you, Chris Carter told us this at our rookie symposium, 1998. Peyton Manning was in there. Everybody was in there. He's like, Peyton Manning, guess what? Stand up. First pick in the draft. This, that, and the other. The NFL doesn't need you. If you played 100 snaps or one snap, the NFL will still keep going. And that's the truth. When Tom Brady's done and over and playing, the NFL's still going. So you got to respect the game for what it is. If you're supposed to be a training camp, then be a training camp.
Right.
Right? Don't be with your family on vacation or – don't not fly on the team plane to go to a wedding.
That's
right
crazy.
Now you're playing yourself. You are playing yourself, and you're disrespecting your teammates. I don't care who you are.
Right. He's undermining his own ability to lead.
That's exactly right.
And Chris and I talked about this, too. It also hurts Todd Bowles as a coach and his authority. Am I right, Ephraim? Like,
yes.
The other players are like, this
yes.
dude got no control over
right.
him. He can do whatever
right.
he wants.
And you can't – you want to divide a locker room, start letting people do stuff that everybody can't do.
Mm.
Right? Because what if the guy who's a third-round draft pick this year and he's only playing special teams come up to you and say, hey, my mother is getting remarried. Now that guy will be questioned on, does he really want to be here or not?
Yeah.
Is he really all in? Is football his number one priority? Like, you can't draw that line in the sand and then erase it, right, for some people and not for others. And that's the problem when you undermine your locker room like that. Tom Brady knew better than that. Come on. Tom Kraft, why would you get married? You know it's in the middle of the season.
Right. All right, Ephraim,
why don't you get married on a Tuesday?
Right.
That's a day off.
That doesn't even make sense. 100%.
What do you think? It's been 6 weeks of just bad, horrific football, to be honest. Do you believe now that Russell Wilson is washed?
Yeah,
or
it don't look good.
Is there, in your view, a good explanation, or at least an explanation for this, and you think he'll return to form at some point?
Well, I don't think he's washed. I don't think he's old enough to be washed. I think his priorities have shifted a little bit, and I think his ability to be comfortable within the system has changed. So you come from a leader in Pete Carroll who had a firm grip on what they were doing, how they were doing it, and so on and so forth. Then you have this new coach who's made missteps, and the job may be too big for him. I think he won't make it through the season personally. That's just me.
You don't think he'll make it through the season?
No, I don't think he'll make it through the season. I really don't.
I think he'll get fired at the end of the season for sure. Yeah.
This thing is on fire. So at some point, you got new owners. You got to remember, this is new ownership.
I think they need to throw the money at Sean Payton.
Well, that may be something that they are looking to do. But I know if Nathaniel Hackett continues on this trajectory, then we know Russell Wilson's not going anywhere.
Right.
Right? So the fix is going to be, okay, we got to get somebody in here who, number one, who the team respects, because I don't think Nathaniel has that. I think he lost that the first week of the season, and I don't think he's regained it. And I think Russell Wilson doesn't trust him as well. So it's one thing, you know, if you're Peyton Manning or if you're Tom Brady and you go from one team to another and you have trust in that coach and all that. Even Tom Brady and Bruce Arians butted heads. But at least you can respect Bruce Arians, right? I don't think there's a level of respect between Russell Wilson and Nathaniel Hackett. How could it be?
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty bad right now. Also, when we look through the NFL, the controversy about was there a quarterback controversy in Dallas? Chris and I never bought into it. And we talked about this before the big game against Philadelphia on Sunday night, that all it would take is one bad game, right? And then people would be off of that. What did you make of the performance on Sunday and the idea that now everybody's talking about Dak again?
Well, look, the bottom line is the Dallas Cowboys went up against the best team in the league. That's what it was. It just happened to be the Philadelphia Eagles in their division. They're the best team in the league, hands down. We can see that.
Wow.
There is no – we're trying to figure them out.
The conference?
They are playing.
They're okay, better than the Bills?
You lucky you ain't on – you ain't hosting with me tonight.
They're better than the Bills?
It's all good, man. It's all good. What I'm saying is I'll give them the best team in the NFC.
Okay, I'll give you that.
They're the team, the front runner to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl, okay? We know what the Bills are. We know what the Chiefs are. Those are tremendous teams led by tremendous Hall of Fame quarterbacks, all right? But what the Philadelphia Eagles are doing is they mud-stomping people, okay? And they don't care who's – and they anybody in the division – It's gonna be a battle. So it was a setup for Cooper Rush. He goes out there and wins that game. Now the only time there's a controversy is he wins that game. Dak comes back and loses to Detroit. Now you got yourself a controversy. Dak was always coming back, right? But if Cooper Rush wins that game and then you put Dak in and he loses to Detroit,
right?
Now there's a problem. Now everybody looking at each other like, man, what are we doing, right? So. You know, depending, Dak was going to get his job back. He's making $45 million a year. You can't sit him on the bench. We know that's not going to happen. Cooper Rush isn't going anywhere. Dak comes back. If he loses to Detroit, and then I think they have the Broncos. If he loses these next two
they
games.
They got Detroit, and then they got Chicago. So you're right.
Chicago,
two,
right?
Should be
very
two
winnable
good
games.
Wins. Yep.
Very winnable games. You lose those games, and you don't play well, now you have to reassess what's going on with Dak. Does he need more time to rest? Is it the thumb? Now those rumblings start. But, you know, up until now, we knew Dak was coming back.
Quickly, Ephraim, and I know if you haven't thought it out yet, then that's fine. But we know you know all sports. So we will not give you our predictions. We're going to do that at the top of the next hour.
Yes.
But do you have your finals prediction, who meets who wins, and your MVP pick?
For the NBA?
Yeah.
I got I'm going to go with the Bucks coming out of the East, and I'm going to go with Golden State, man. I'm going with Golden State coming out of the West. And for MVP, I think I'm going with Giannis.
Giannis MVP. So who you got winning the championship?
I have Golden State winning the championship.
Wow, over Milwaukee. Okay.
They just got
there it is.
Ephraim
Salaam, Warriors right. over Bucks in the finals. Giannis wins his third MVP. Because, yeah, it's been 2 years of kind of voter fatigue for Giannis. So, Rob, it'll be interesting. He'll be fully eligible
if
this
you didn't
year,
know
right?
Ephraim Salaam was a former football player, he just confirmed it for you right there with those
predictions. I don't know. That was some pretty good predictions to me. But speaking of predictions, Rob's got his NFL power rankings coming up next. Keep it locked. A couple. Yes. Scribble them out now. You got 4 minutes. Keep it locked. A couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Please, no all dancing, right. Chris Broussard, please.
I'm grooving to some pop music. We're live, Chris and Rob, from the TireRack.com studios. And you know we could talk about how complicated and complex and just plain difficult other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards. Or we could talk about how with Discover, not hard at all. You can redeem those rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. It's time, folks, for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Chris, Shekel City, always great to go to BetMGM if you're trying to put some shekels down. I put out my picks earlier today before the Guardians-Yankees game. So I took the Yankees -1.5 runs, Chris, as my best bet. So that cashed out. The other two I have tonight, I have the Warriors -7 hosting the Lakers. And I have the 76ers and Celtics under 215 points total. Wow. So I have going for the parlay, three-game parlay. Yankees have already cashed as the best bet. Warriors -7, and the Sixers and Celtics under 215. I feel really good about this ticket tonight, Chris. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right. We go from Shekel City to Parker's power rankings. It's just all right after this set.
Do you need the power?
Yeah.
Well, here it comes.
Power.
Can you feel the power?
Power.
It's Parker's power rankings.
All right, let's get started.
Number five.
Chris, before we get to number five, I want you to know that the Giants and the Jets are not in my top five.
Wow.
Neither okay. one, especially the New York Nutsy. Freaking Giants. And I'm going to tell you why, Chris. It's not an anti-New York thing. The Sounds Giants' like offense is 23rd and their defense is 15th. That's why the Cowboys are at number five. You know why? Because at least you could see something, Chris. They got defense, right? Their defense is pretty darn good.
It's one of the best in the league.
Exactly. At least I can look at it. The Giants are doing it with smoke and mirrors, okay? 23rd offense, 15th defense. You shouldn't be 5-1, but they are. All right. Let's go.
Number four.
Minnesota Vikings. Minnesota Vikings, Chris. 5-1. Kind of a nondescript season with them as well. Nothing special, but they've won games, right? Right. And I got to respect that they've been able to win games, and they're 5-1. So I will go with the Vikings that lead the NFC North.
Number three.
Kansas City Chiefs, you know, a loss to Buffalo at home. You know, I mean, you would like to think that the Kansas City Chiefs would be able to beat them at home. They were the underdog in that game, Chris. And Mahomes, of course, threw the pick to seal the win for Buffalo. But Kansas City 4-2, and they're in the mix. They're weathering the storm. Not the same team from the last couple of years, but they're still good.
Number two.
Philadelphia Eagles, 6-0.
Wow.
I still question their schedule a little bit, Chris. You got to play who's in front of you, so I'm not knocking them for winning and knocking down. Remember, they gave up 29 points to Detroit on the opener and barely won that game. So I
think it might even been 38-35.
Was it? It might have been.
If I'm not mistaken, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they gave up a lot of points in that 38-35. There you go. So that worried me a little bit about the Eagles, but they're 6-0, so they're number two.
Number one.
And the Buffalo Bills, 5-1.
Wow.
Going to Kansas City, Chris, get a big win. They thumped the world champs on the opening night. And, you know, and they had a little hiccup, a little bump in the road. But they're 5-1 and playing well, so they're number one. I need baby oil.
Hard to argue. Look, I think what you found in putting this together, I'm sure. I think the top three teams are right now the best teams in the league. I would go Buffalo, Kansas City, Philly. And then after that, Rob, it's just a bunch. It's a scrum. You know, you could pick a number of teams. All right, 2 hours left. I couple, lock it.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.